timing is not going to be very easy. And sometimes I wonder myself if I would have known the will of God, if God would have told me everything that I was going to face when I was trying to please Him and trying to do His will. When I have started walking that path, perhaps I made the decision of doing the will of God, if I would have known beforehand what was that going to cost. God is going to tell Isaiah. You're going to tell these people. You're going to say to a people that they're not going to listen to you. They're not going to be very open to receive the message that I am telling them through you. But before God tells them that, He wants Isaiah to have a willing heart. Isaiah was willing. He didn't know what he was to do. He was what he was supposed to do. But when God asked, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here I am. Send me." Are you willing to do God's will? God is not going to reveal His entire plan to you. He wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to go one step at a time and to depend on the Lord for the next step. You know, so many times we want to know everything. What is going to happen? What is going to be the plan for the rest of the year, or what is going to be the plan for the next of the 5 years, or from 10 years from now? And we're so anxious to know that God is not going to do that. God is going to give you one step at a time to prove that you are being obedient to Him. To prove that we need to depend on Him. Not on our own strength, on our own knowledge or wisdom, but always to depend on the Lord. That's what Isaiah had to learn from God called him. You will remember that when the Lord Jesus, He called His disciples, it's the Gospel of Mark that He's going to tell us that He called His disciples to be with Him. And to send them forth to preach the gospel. And that is something that is very important. And that is what God is doing here with Isaiah. He wants to show Isaiah, you need to be with him, with me first. And that's why Isaiah has this vision and see how God and the greatness and the majesty of God, he needed to be first with God and to come to realize and to understand the power of this person, the authority and the control that God has over all things. Be able to go forth or to be sent out to the people of Israel to give them the message that they needed to hear. That's what the Lord did with the disciples, and that's what the Lord wants each one of us to do. To spend time with Him. We want to have responsibilities sometimes. What do I need to do? What has to be done? I am willing to do this and I'm willing to do that. I get to really know Him, to understand who He is. So many times we have a misconception of what the work of the Lord is. Many times we are, it's all about what I'm going to do for the Lord. crises that place. Some kings were good, some kings were bad. Some kings were willing to do God's will, others were not. Kings passed, reigns changed. There is one that is sitting on the throne. There is one who is still in control of all things. There is one who is never affected with all the circumstances that is happening here on earth. Maybe in the times of King Uzziah or in the times of Isaiah, there was starting to rise these great empires like the Babylonian Empire and other kingdoms that were very powerful. And maybe people would be worried what is going to happen. And it is the same that we are living today. People are so concerned what is going to happen. Things are changing so much. There is so much chaos in the world. So much unrest. We get to worry what is going to happen. What's happening next? But God wants us to look upon a throne. And to look upon one that is sitting on that throne that never changes. And that is, he is the eternal one. He's not going to be replaced for someone else. There's never going to be a time when he's going to die and then he needs someone else. And maybe we don't know who is going to or how this next person is going to be like. Maybe those things that worry the people of Israel. You know, when King Ahab, he died, what the Bible says, this prophet came to tell King Ahab before he went to the battle that he was going to die, that all the sheep were going to be scattered, and they had no shepherd. Maybe that's what happens when a king dies, when there's a change of government. We're wondering, are we going to all be going astray? There's not going to be control or no direction. That never happened. God is always sitting on the throne. It's just the throne that is high and lifted up because it's never affected with what happened. The bad things that are happening here on earth. But even though it's so high, it's never affected by that. It is God willing. What does it say? His train filled the temple, and the whole earth is full of his glory. So God's glory and God's control comes down even here to the earth. It's no very far from in a place where we're never going to be able to reach him. Not at all. He's high in the sense that he is not going to be affected with what is happening. At the same time, God is most interested in everything that is happening here. Whether it is in your life, whether it is in my life, whether it is in the God's work or in the assembly activities, during the